It's David Humphreys once again joining Les Fall. This time we shall be discussing the very successful concert and some of the music played that was held at the Pompadour Hotel, Jersey. I will let Les set the scene.
Fine. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you.
Do you know, I cannot believe it's over a year ago already, the concert. It's absolutely frightening. What's happened since then.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, well, it was a fantastic night, let's face it. I mean, I never expected that kind of response from the wonderful people who came. And I also want to, first of all, thank Pretty Vegas for doing a wonderful job for us.
What a great opener.
Yeah, as an opener.
Yeah.
Everybody in the band, Dave Medham, Matt McManus, Ant Knoll, Amy Moore, Terry O'Donoghue and Vanessa Moore for their tremendous help in putting this together and their dedication to the songs. Also, a shout out to Carl Gabby for the lights, and in particular Antoine Pezek, who has been with me all the way through mixing this. And he was the front of house engineer on the night. He recorded it on the night, and he did the mixing with me, and I produced it over the period of the last few months as soon as he could make time. And he's done a fantastic job. I thank you.
No, it is
absolutely
wonderful,
tremendous.
Wonderful.
And your support too, of course.
Thank you.
Is great. And of course, you mustn't also forget Chris Stone, who did a fantastic job as compere, and C.D. Johns for helping us with the sale of the tickets. And the Pompadour was so helpful when it came to arranging the concert, making sure everything worked well for us in the room.
Oh, no. I think without these people, then the thing doesn't work. So, I mean, it's the background boys.
Absolutely. Yeah. All part
wonderful.
Of it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So we're going to discuss some of the tunes.
Yeah.
In fact, these are being put onto the website, so everybody else will be able to hear them.
Yes, that's
and
right.
These are all the live versions from the concert. So off we go with, what do we want to start with? Being Here.
Being Here is one of the ones that we hardly altered from the original demo because it worked so well as it was. I'm a great believer, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, wonderful. No.
And again, the atmosphere of the room and the wonderful audience, etc., worked absolutely perfectly. So we thought, right, we'll leave it alone.
No
changes to that one.
I made a couple of notes just saying that it's a very nice duet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how much the strings added to the actual thing itself.
Well, one thing I really wanted, even going back to the original demo that we did in Gilbert O'Sullivan's studio, which he very kindly lent us to do those original demos, I did not want electronic strings. To me, that does not sound right.
No.
And when you've got people like Terry and Vanessa who've got a good feel and know exactly what you want, they can put it across.
No, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Right, number two, Lonely Road. Now, very quickly for me, I mean, this is just absolutely staggering. I mean, the vocal in this is so emotional. It's just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I've lost times about times I've listened to this, and I still get a shiver with Amy's voice. And I tell you what was absolutely amazing. When we did all these mixes, I listened to a lot of the tracks on their own. And Amy's voice on its own just grips you.
Yeah.
It's one of those performances that I'm actually glad we didn't put any harmonies on it. Mm-hmm. We just left it as it was and let Amy's voice and Ant's piano. Oh,
yeah.
The piano backing it and the strings and the bass and Matt's guitars, etc., is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And that was the first one we did that is not like the original demo.
No, that's right. I was going to say to you,
it grew a life of its own.
Yeah, the original one is good, but a totally different way of doing it.
Yeah, and it is a demo, and I like both.
That's the point.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
Good.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right, number three, Forever a Blues Man. Now, this obviously is something that we did for the memorial concert for Bob Tilly, and just being done again at the concert.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not a lot of difference in this one apart from the fact that we changed where the guitar solo was. And also this time, which I really like, is we brought a piano in.
Yes, yeah.
With Terry on piano. And again, it gives another slight twist to the song, which for me works.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. Number four is Alone Together.
Oh, yes. This one, again, is sublime.
Another nice duet.
Yeah, and Everly Brothers type duet with and Matt. Lovely bass playing from Dave. I mean, the whole thing is good. And another one of Matt's beautiful, perfect guitar solos. And when we listened to it and he came up and heard the mixes after we'd done, I said, one of the things that I like about the way he's played on these tracks, it's not what you play. Well, it is what you play is lovely, but it's the spaces you create.
Yeah, which is true.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. Incredible. Right, number five is Man on a Mission. What I've put down here, I mean, it's got a very good foot-tapping beat to it.
It's a solid rocker.
Indeed. And strangely, I mean, I put down Rolling Stones, it reminded me of for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, it was one of Derek's own composition, so I didn't feel I had the license to poke around with it. Plus the fact it's another case, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It sounds fine as it is.
Yeah, 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 no, it's great. Number six is Run for Cover, which of course, great lyrics, of course. And
this is the tongue-in-cheek fun.
Indeed, yes, yeah, yeah.
Which is basically in there because I think you've got to make as big a variety with something like this you possibly can. And again, it's very, very similar. The arrangement is exactly the same as the demo, except I think, again, the strings really work.
Yeah.
First, a slight deviation from the demo. And again, great performance.
Yeah, no, you're right.
A fun performance, there are. I think that's
the other way. Oh, yeah, no, I think that was the great thing about the evening was the fact that there was lots of different things. I mean, you know, I think it surprised a lot of the audience in that way.
Some of the people who came up to me afterwards and in the interval said, we never expected this.
No.
I think they thought it was going to be maybe a lot of cover songs or something.
Yes, in a certain way. Yeah.
But I said, no, they were just so surprised. And I think the fact that there's a lot of acoustic music there, using the strings and then throwing in the odd rocky type song like this and Mission is basically what made the thing such a good variety.
Yeah, sure. Number seven is Ain't That a Thing, which I wrote down, honky tonk down home feeling.
Yeah. If you listen to the demo, which is basically all the guitar parts, I think there's two guitar parts on it, the vocal, myself just using brushes, and Dave on bass, is an acoustic version of it, which works.
Yeah.
But I thought for this, let's rock it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to sound like it was recorded in the 1950s.
All that
lovely piano. And
I was going to say, I got it down. The piano playing is fantastic.
Yeah, just to give it a totally different atmosphere. And again, it worked.
Yeah. Right, and then eight, the last one on our list, was Try to Understand, which I put down, the guitar intro sets the scene.
David Crosby.
Yeah.
That's what, when I listened back to the mixes, I thought, this just builds and builds and builds. I could have poked around with it a bit more and I could have got Antoine to G a few things up and tidy a few things up. But I thought, no, I don't want to do that because I love the way it starts off with that rumbling guitar. You don't know where it's going.
No.
And all of a sudden the bass and the hi-hat comes in and then off we go and it just gradually builds right to the end.
Yeah.
And everybody got it spot on with that time change. Yeah. That's for me. And it was a surprise, that one, because that one had minimum rehearsal.
Yeah.
But one of those things, on the night, it hit the spot.
Yeah. No. It was an excellent concert. We tell everybody that you can listen to all of these on the website. www.bunkerhilljersey.je.
That's right.
And that's it.
Yeah, same story. If anybody likes the music or anybody who came to the concert and wants to keep as a memento, they can download them for free. But please make a donation of your choice to one of the charities that are listed on the website.
Yeah, very important. Yeah. Well, thank you, Les.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
And again, once again, thanks for your help. Yep. Oh, one person I must thank.
Yeah, please.
Because she puts up with a hell of a lot. Mm-hmm. Is my dear wife Kathy. The amount of times Antoine and I have been down in my study mixing this, and I know she's thinking, well, when's he going to have his dinner? It's not quite, it's in the oven, but we're no. Kathy's been an absolute fantastic help to getting all this sorted and getting it prepared as well.
Wonderful.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.